I'm calling from Metro Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinions toward public affairs and current events. This number was selected at random. This is a legitimate public opinion survey. I assure you we're not selling anything. Are you currently registered to vote to this address?
Yes.
Great. Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
A Republican.
A Republican, I think. Thank you. Can you please tell me your age?
50.
50, okay, thank you. In Florida, the media describes people as either black, African-American, Anglo, white, or Hispanic, Latino. How would you describe yourself?
I'm Hispanic.
Hispanic, okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you feel that things in your area of Miami-Dade County are headed in the right direction or the wrong direction?
No, I don't think they're headed in the right direction.
The right direction. How would you rate the way that Nayla Levine Cava is handling her job as mayor of Miami-Dade County? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Thinking about your political values, do you tend to agree more with those identifying as MAGA conservatives, traditional conservatives, centrist, traditional liberals, or progressives?
No, traditional conservatives.
Traditional conservatives.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Now let me ask your impressions of some people and organizations that you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, it's okay. You just got to let me know. The first one is Marco Rubio.
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat?
No, favorable. Somewhat favorable.
Okay, next, Donald Trump.
Least favorable right now.
The least favorable. Okay, yeah. Very unfavorable then. Okay. Jeanette Nunez is the next one.
I haven't heard of her. I don't remember.
Okay. The Republican Party. In general, that is.
Is she a Democrat or does she run this year? I don't remember.
Who, I'm sorry. No. I'm talking about the... No, it doesn't specify here, actually. I'm sorry. I'm supposed to read verbatim and more information about her isn't written here. But so you don't recognize the name. So the next one would be the Republican Party. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Republican Party?
Someone's favorable right now. I don't know. Let's see where it goes.
Okay. Kanye West is the next one.
He's a singer. Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable? Somewhat favorable.
Okay. I don't know. I just know that he's somewhat unfavorable right now.
Okay. Ron DeSantis is the next one.
Favorable, yeah.
Somewhat or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. Elon Musk is the next one.
Favorable. I've heard of him, yeah.
Somewhat favorable, you said?
Yeah, somewhat favorable.
Okay. Then we have the Democratic Party.
Oh. Okay.
the Democratic Party. You have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of them?
Unfavorable right now.
Very or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat, very unfavorable.
Okay, Francis Suarez is the next one.
I've heard of him, but somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat, okay. Raquel Regalado is the next one.
I've heard of her, but I don't... I haven't seen her do anything somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, labor unions is the next one. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of labor unions?
Unfavorable right now.
Somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, then we have Rick Scott.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Joe Biden is the next one.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Catherine Fernandez Rundle is the next one.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Kamala Harris is the next one.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Daniela Levine Cava is the next one.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Thinking ahead to the 2024 mayoral elections, would you definitely vote to reelect Daniela Levine Cava? Probably vote to reelect her? Would you probably vote for someone new or definitely someone new?
Someone new.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely. Definitely.
Okay. Okay, how concerned are you over a woke agenda being taught in Miami-Dade County schools? Would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not that concerned, or not concerned at all?
Say it again, I didn't understand it. Say it.
Yeah, how concerned are you over a woke agenda that's being taught in Miami-Dade County schools? Would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not that concerned, or not at all concerned?
No, very concerned.
Okay. How concerned are you gender issues and sexual identity are being taught in Miami-Dade County schools? Would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not that concerned, or not concerned at all?
I'm very concerned. Not.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read you a series of proposed measures that have been deployed to improve the quality of life for Miami-Dade residents. Using a 5-point scale, please tell me how effective you find that approach, with 5 representing most effective and 1 representing least effective. Here's the first one. Mayor Levine Cava has led with bipartisan support to implement a community action plan that ensures residents feel safe, the environment is protected, jobs are created, and county government is fair and accountable. From 1 to 5, 1 meaning least effective, 5 most effective. Remember what you got.
Okay, 2 most effective.
5 is the most effective, and 1 is the least effective. Would you give it a 2? Is that what you said?
Yeah, is it 1 through 5 or okay. Just 1 to?
1 to 5, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5?
I said 2.
Okay, thank you. Through smart budgeting and efficient use of tax dollars, Mayor Levine Cava introduced the lowest property tax rate since 1982 while maintaining service levels.
I think it's 4. I haven't seen anything else. 4.
4. All right. Mayor Levine Cava launched a first-of-its-kind Office of Equity and Engagement to better connect opportunities within county government to residents and small businesses.
4. Is this going to be long? Because I have to.
Oh, yeah, just a couple more minutes, like 5 more minutes or so. Can we still do this, or should I call you back?
You said 5 minutes more longer?
Yeah, five more minutes.
Have to get to work.
Approximately.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Should we continue or can I call you back? What would you prefer?
Call me back tomorrow in the morning if you want.
Oh, in the morning. Yeah, I don't think so. But because we don't work in the mornings, but maybe some other time. I understand.
Okay.
I understand you have to go, but thanks.